Hi everyone, welcome to the mid-season finale of season 3 of the EITF project. In this episode, we have our immigration lawyer Manjunath Gokare back on the show. If you remember, we had him on for a special episode on the EITF project after season 1 to discuss student visas and H-1B visas and the effect of layoffs on these visas. We will link the episode for you. This is a part 2 to that episode. In this episode, we discuss the complexities of the H-1B visa process, the pathways to obtaining a green card, and the challenges posed by labor certification and layoffs.
Within the first 3 years of your H-1B, because like I explained, it takes 2 years to file the perm, right? So to get the perm approval, 1 year to file, 1 year to receive an approval. So you don't want to wait until the fifth year of your H-1B to start the perm, because you will lose the ability to extend your H-1B beyond 6 years. So we get a lot of those cases where people come to me with 1 year left on H-1B, 1.5 years left on H-1B, and they say, can we do something here to keep this employee in the U.S.?
We also explore the potential of national interest waivers as an alternative route for immigration, recent updates from USCIS, and the importance of timely action for H-1B visa holders. Finally, we discuss the impact of the upcoming change in government to visa holders in the U.S.
Good letter. That really strengthens the case. We have done NIW cases where people are working in tech and people are working in the industry and they're working in cutting-edge areas like AI, machine learning, and whatnot. And so long as there is proper documentation of the work being done, that it's of a high quality, the foreign national is, you know, well position to work in that area, and there are reference letters from other people in the field, it's going to work out.
This is a very important episode with a lot of information. So tune in next week and catch the episode on our social media platforms.